May the Supreme Lord, who is known as the son of Srimati Sachi Devi, be transcendentally situated in the innermost chambers of your heart. Resplendent with the radiance of molten gold, he has appeared in the age of Kali by his causeless mercy to bestow what no incarnation has ever offered before, the most sublime and radiant mellow of devotional service, the mellow of conjugal love. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Padayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Goratvishe Namaha. This prayer of Srila Rupa Goswami, offered to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu upon their meeting in Prayag. There he offered this prayer to Lord Chaitanya, that you are the most magnanimous of all the forms of the Supreme Lord. You are giving what no other form of God has ever given freely, pure love of God. When Krishna came, he demanded surrender. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu simply said, take. He's showing us the process of surrender. In this Kali Yuga, it is very, very hard for the living entities to surrender. 500 or more years ago, in Navadvip, at that time, Navadvip had become a great seat of learning. Thousands and thousands of scholars had assembled in Navadvip to study Nyaya, logic, Shastric, Vedanta. They were mostly on the platform of speculation, on the platform of knowledge, not interested in bhakti. Very few devotees were there. Hardly the name of Krishna was to be heard. At that time, the devotees who were there in Navadvip were feeling very distressed. Seeing the condition of humanity, what to speak of now, as we've just heard from Maharaj, how fallen the situation this world is in. 500 years ago, many of the vices of today were practically unheard of, but still, the devotees were seeing the condition of the world being very pathetic, very fallen, very distressful. This Kali Yuga. They were trying to gather together in the house of Advaita Acharya to glorify Krishna. Most of the people were Shaktas, worshippers of the energy of the Lord. They were disturbed by the devotees, especially when they would perform kirtan. They would even threaten them that if you carry on like this, especially Srivas Thakur, who was living in Mayapur, we will throw your house into the Ganga. If you carry on like this, chanting loudly these names of the Supreme Lord, then the Muslims, they may come here and arrest us all and cause havoc. The devotees were being harassed. Sometimes today Prabhupada says the same thing is going on. The devotees were very disturbed by all of this, what to do. On approaching Advaita Acharya became very enraged. Well, at first he was feeling greatly compassionate for the situation. My Lord, we see that in this age no one is interested in chanting your holy names. Everyone is involved, everyone is desiring material sense gratification. Nobody is serious about Krishna consciousness. What can be done? He was lamenting. Only if you, my Lord Krishna Chandra, can appear in this world somehow or another and deliver them. But how in this age of Kali will you appear? He was lamenting like this. I know, he thought, I will worship my Lord by offering a palmful of Ganga Jal with Tulsi leaf. I will offer this to my Lord and I will petition him with all humility to appear in this world. In this way, Advaita Acharya was praying to the Lord, please, my Lord, please shower mercy upon the living entities of this Kali Yuga. At that time, when the devotees being harassed, they approached Advaitacharya. Advaitacharya became enraged. Listen, Gangadhar. Listen, Shivas. Listen, Shuklambar. If I am not able to induce my Lord to appear in this world, to bring this to an end and introduce Krishna consciousness in this world, then I will assume my four-armed form. And with my disc, he said, I will sever the heads of all of these demoniac people. But then he again calmed down. Oh, my Lord, what can I do? I am also sinful. You please, you are an ocean of love and mercy. Please, please appear in this world and shower your mercy upon all the living entities. This way Advaitacharya was praying and praying for the Lord to please come. It's the will of the devotees to see, as Maharaj has mentioned, that Krishna's pleasure ever increases. And preaching Krishna consciousness means to increase Krishna's pleasure. Every single one of us, Mame Vangsa Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana, we're Krishna's part and parcel. And when the part of the body is separated from the body, we feel greatly distressed. The first thing we want to do is to reunite it with the body, or to bring it back to healthy condition for the pleasure of the body. Krishna's the whole. We are the part. When the part is separated from the body, the pleasure of the whole is complete, but it could be more complete. So preaching is to bring the conditioned souls, in that sense, to reunite them back with Krishna. And that's the will of the devotee. It's Krishna's pleasure which is their driving force. How to increase Krishna's pleasure? By bringing more souls back to their senses, to reunite them with Krishna for his pleasure. So Advaitacharya was in this mood. How to bring all the living entities, to wake them up, to bring them back to their senses. At that time, in Mayapur, Mother Sachi Devi and her husband, Jagannath Mishra, great devotees, of course they're none other than expansions of Yasoda and Nanda Maharaj, but they were also desiring to have a child. They had 8 daughters. Each and every daughter expired, passed away. Eventually, they were getting quite old. They had a son, a beautiful son, who seemed to be from a divine origin. His name was Vishwaroop, who is nothing other than an expansion of Lord Balaram, appeared as their son. As time went by again, one day, Jagannath Mishra felt a divine presence enter within him. Entering into his body, this divine form of effulgent form, entered within his heart. And from his heart, entered into the heart or the womb of Mother Sachi Devi. He could understand that a great personality had appeared as their hopefully future son. This took place in the month of Magh, what is by Western calendar dates, 1485, in the month of January. After some time, Mother Sachi, as her pregnancy grew, began to see mystical events taking place. Strange, like almost like shadows in the room appearing. The demigods were coming, Lord Brahma and others, praying to that child in the womb of Mother Sachi, glorifying him, establishing his position as none other than Lord Krishna himself. As months and months passed by, Mother Sachi Devi's pregnancy continued into the 13th month. Both Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra were becoming very concerned. This is very unusual. Usually a child doesn't stay 13 months in the womb. Nilambar Chakravarti, the father of Mother Sachi Devi, who was a great astrologer,
appeared on the scene and looked at the astrological situation. And he said, I can see that in this very month, this month is approaching a very auspicious occasion when all the constellations in the universe will become perfectly situated. And on the Purnim, on the Falguni Purnima, this child will appear in the world. And sure enough, as the days approached, on that auspicious occasion, which is today, 529 years ago, Gaurari appeared in this world. At that time, the Lord made a very special arrangement. Quite often on this Purnima, there is an eclipse of the moon. Although it wasn't supposed to be an eclipse of the moon, Rahu, the dark planet, decided, now that the golden Gauranga has appeared in this world, what is the need of a full moon full of spots? The moon has marks on it. When Lord Gauranga Mahaprabhu is appearing, what is the need of the moon? So immediately Rahu covered the moon, and there was a full eclipse of the moon. Everybody, no matter who they were, immediately started chanting the name, Hari, Hari! Hari, Hari! And they ran to the Ganges and immediately went to the ocean, immersing themselves in the water of the Ganga, chanting loudly the names of the Lord. Even the Muslims, many Muslims were there in Bengal, or are there in Bengal, were also imitating, Hari, 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 Hari. The whole world began to vibrate the holy name at that moment. In Shantipur, Advaitacharya and Haridas Thakur also realizing something very special was happening when the eclipse of the moon took place. They immediately immersed themselves in the Ganga, also chanting loudly and dancing in ecstasy, realizing Advaitacharya's wish was now being fulfilled as they danced and mentally distributed charity to everybody. They were in Shantipur together. Meanwhile, in Ekachakragram, Nityananda, who had appeared 12 years prior to Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, suddenly roared, terrific roar which shook the universe. Joy! Joy! He roared. Mother Sachi and Jagannath Mishra, as if in a dream, suddenly heard the roaring of Ananta Shesh chanting, Joy! Joy! People could wonder, what was going on? Some people were wondering, what's happening? Some people say, we know what this is. This is the Nityananda. He's roaring in ecstasy on the appearance of Nimai. So sure enough, at that time, when Lord Chaitanya appeared, he practically, prolifically, the holy name was being chanted everywhere, indicating his mission to drown the whole world in this Sankirtan movement, to engage everyone in every town and every village, Pritivitiyachiyati Nagaradi Gram Savatrapachura Huibi Moranam, in chanting the holy names, hearing and chant. Actually, when Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu later on was discussing this process with the residents of Kulinagrama, sometimes we hear chant Hare Krishna, but actually it says one should, Lord Chaitanya said, you should hear the holy name of Krishna and chant this Maha Mantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Not just chant it, but hear. The first words were to hear the name. He instructed the residents of Kulinagrama, who were householders, to do this, to go home and to assemble together and chant the Maha Mantra. This is his preaching to the vast majority of people, hardly any philosophy. Just chant, dance, and take prasadam. Paramakarana, Paramakarana, Pahududijana, Nitai Gaurachandra, Sabhavatara Sharashiromani Kevalananda Kanda. Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda are the most merciful of all incarnations of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They've given us, and Kevalananda, this most blissful process. Simply dance and chant and take prasad. Lord Chandas Thakur assures us by this simple process one can attain all perfection. There's no need of any other process. Of course, there are other aspects to devotional service, but in essence, chanting and dancing are the mission of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So at that time, when the Lord appeared in this world, Nilambar Chakravarti then, after some time, he then made an astrological chart for the Lord's appearance. And he saw all auspicious signs in the astrology. We could ask Pallada Nanda Maharaj to do an astrology chart. He could tell us all about it, I'm sure, one by one, exactly what the chart is. I know very little, if anything, about it, anything, especially astrology. Anyway, the astrology chart was almost incomparably perfect. And after a little while, he said, and there was a prediction actually at that time in Bengal that very soon a great personality would appear in this world and he would become the king of Bengal. And so when Nilambar Chakravarti saw the astrological chart, he said that from this reading of this chart, I can see the characteristics of this child far exceed any king. Far exceed any king. In fact, there is no limit to the good qualities which I perceive in this reading. In fact, this child far exceeds Brihaspati in intelligence. Very, very soon he will manifest all wonderful qualities in this world. At that time, there was one very, almost, let's say, incognito, unknown Brahmin appeared on the scene. Who he was is not mentioned. When he appeared there, everyone could see he was very effulgent. He came before the child. The ladies of the house named that child Nimai. He was born, as we know, under the neem tree. And for protection, because they were hoping that no ghosts or spirits would ever affect the child, they gave him the name Nimai to protect him from all unfavorable circumstances. So at that time, this great Brahmin, he came forward and he said, this child is none different than Lord Narayan. Very soon, he will reestablish all the principles of religion. He will wonderfully preach Krishna consciousness and deliver all living entities in this world. Just by seeing this child, everyone will develop attraction for this child. They will develop freedom or detachment from anything which does not help awaken their Krishna consciousness. They will give up all enmity amongst themselves, and they will feel compassion for all other living entities. He will bestow love of God upon everybody, that which is so eagerly sought by Brahma, Shiva, and Shukadeva Goswami. What to speak of other living entities, even the Yavanas and the Chandalas, will be delivered just by seeing Nimai or seeing this child. They will also be delivered to Krishna consciousness. His glories will be spread throughout the entire universe. And that Brahmin, according to Chaitanya Bhagavat, said the name of this child should be Vishvambara. In this way he had these two names, Vishvambara and Nimai. As he grew, he would cry and cry. The ladies would come to see him, and they would try to console him in various ways, pick him up, rock him in their arms, but he would continue crying until they started chanting the holy names of the Lord. Then he would stop and smile, again indicating that nothing can solve the problems of the world except for the holy name of Krishna. There is no other relief in this Kali Yuga, itishodashakam nanam kalikalmashanashanam. There is no other, let's say, way of relieving the conditioned souls in Kali Yuga. Lord Chaitanya taught that right from the very beginning. As he grew, Prabhupada says, uses the word a frolicsome lad. He became very mischievous. People even compared him to the son of Yashoda Devi, who was also very mischievous when he was always, but when he was young. And Nimai was no exception. He would break things, pull things to pieces. He would make a mess of everything. What to do with this child? It's actually sometimes described that this was actually one of the Lord's pastimes. When he would break things, it was a sign to prepare, or let's say, to set the scene. We have to break the anartas first. All of our attachments to this world, our desires to enjoy this world, have to be broken first before we can enter into pure devotional service. So this pastime represents that. He was breaking all the various things. As he grew in age, he became even more mischievous. He would go with his friends. He had lots of friends. They were actually none other than his associates in Goloka Vrindavan, who appeared to enjoy childhood pastimes. Coward boys and gopis and gopas appeared along with Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to enjoy these pastimes. With the Lord, they would sit on the bank of the Ganga and have all kinds of games and play around. He would create so much mischief. Just like the residents of Goloka, or rather Gokula Vrindavan, would come to Mother Yasoda complaining about Krishna's behavior, that he's stealing our butter and yogurt, he's breaking the pots, he's pinching our babies, he's urinating on the floor, he's doing so many things when we're not looking, you have to do something to stop him. Nimai was doing the same thing. He would go to the Ganga, and when the Brahmins were in the water, he would dive underneath and pull their legs so they'd fall over whilst they were chanting their Gayatri. Whilst they were in the water, he would steal their clothes. He would swap them with the ladies' clothes. They would complain like anything. Sometimes he would take their shalagram shilas, hide them somewhere, bury them. He was so mischievous, there was nothing that he wouldn't get up to. They would come and complain to Jagannath Mishra, and Jagannath Mishra would, "What is my son doing? How can he behave like this? Offending the Brahmins?" He would go to the Ganga in anger. "Where is my son?" And he would also cause so much trouble to the girls. The young girls would be there, and he would steal their clothes as well. He would torment them. He said, "The offerings you have made here," he would start eating their offerings. "You should marry me," he would say. They would complain to Mother Sachi like this. So many complaints were coming. But Nimai wouldn't. He would just carry on. So then Jagannath Mishra went down to the Ganga. Some of the girls said, "Don't you know your father's coming? You better get out of here quick." Although they were annoyed in one sense, they loved every moment of it. Everyone, this is the nature of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu of Nimai. Although he caused so much mischief, everyone loved it, just like Krishna. This is the nature. He attracts people. No matter who they were attracted. So in this way, Jagannath would come down. Meanwhile, Nimai would disappear from the scene. He told his friends, "Tell my father when he comes, I didn't come today. I went straight home from school." So when Jagannath got there, he said, "Where is my Nimai? Where is my son? Where is he now?" Everyone said, "He didn't come here today." "What do you mean he didn't come here today? I just got all these complaints about him." And he went on, "Where is he looking here?" He got home and he said, there was his son sitting there. With his nice fresh clothes on, dressed nicely, clean, dust all over him, with his books in his hand. He was bewildered. He looked like he'd never been to the Ganges at all. In this way, he was always mystifying his mother and father. They just were completely absorbed, perplexed, and completely absorbed in their loving son. Time went by. And of course Vishwarup, he passed away from the world not long after Jagannath Mishra passed away also from this world. And Lord Chaitanya, he became very much absorbed. He might have become very absorbed in scholastic studies. His father would sometimes stop his studies, sometimes send him to school. He was worried that, if he was a brilliant scholar, he might, again, with Advaita Acharya, of course, Vishwarup was a student of Advaita Acharya. Mother Sachi blamed Advaita Acharya for Vishwarup's leaving home and taking sannyas. So she was also very worried about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu following, or Nimai following, the same path. So then, sometimes Jagannath would stop him from going to school. But after a while, he would again cause so much mischief. What can I do? You're not allowing me to go to school. So again, he would go to school. But he was a great scholar, and he himself was amazing. He would challenge all the other students, to debate in various things. He would defeat them, and then he would defeat his own argument, and he would defeat that argument back and forth. Everyone was so stunned by his ability or his philosophical knowledge. In this way, he was also showing ultimately the futility of philosophical knowledge or logic without devotion. He would even taunt Murari Gupta and others. Sometimes he would tease them that you are just interested in gyan and yoga. What's the use of this gyan? Sometimes he would preach this, sometimes he would taunt them with it. What is the use of this? Without bhakti, nothing is any use. But he never really manifested in general his actual mood of, let's say, pure devotional service. All the devotees in Navadvip were so attracted by Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, but they just weren't praying. Just like Advaita Acharya was praying for his appearance, they were praying and praying, "My Lord, oh Lord, please may Nimai become a devotee. Please may he become a devotee." They were praying. It's described in Chaitanya Bhagavat that Lord Chaitanya was purposely performing these activities to invoke this mood amongst his devotees and to show the world that without the mercy of the devotees, no one can become a devotee. There's no other way. His whole pastimes were pleasure. He was getting so much pleasure enjoying these pastimes with his associates. They were all his eternal associates. But at the same time, to many of the devotees, it appeared that Nimai was just a wrangling pandit causing so much trouble over. If only he's such an irresistibly attractive child, if only he would become a devotee. They were praying like this, and by their mercy, their wishes were fulfilled. Everything is possible by the mercy of the Vaishnavas. To get the mercy of Krishna, one must get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. To get the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, one must get the mercy of Nityananda. To get the mercy of Nityananda, one must get the mercy of the spiritual master. To get the mercy of the spiritual master, we have to get the mercy of the Vaishnavas, the devotees. This is the process. So the devotees were praying and praying like this. So to fulfill their desire, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu went to Gaya. And there, he was already in his late teens, there he went on the name of performing Pindo. His father had passed away. He wanted to perform the various Shraddha rites for his father. On that guise, he went to Gaya to worship the lotus feet of Lord Vishnu. And whilst he was there, he again met Ishwarapuri. Ishwarapuri, as we heard the other day, the prime disciple of Madhavendra Puri. When Lord Chaitanya saw Ishwarapuri, he fell at his lotus feet and begged him for shelter. "I have yet to accept a full spiritual..." Although he'd taken a Brahminical initiation. He had their initiation Brahminical, but Upanayanam, but he had not taken actual initiation. So he begged Ishwarapuri for initiation, falling at his feet in all humility. Ishwarapuri then initiated him and gave him this mantra: "Hari Nama, Hari Nama, Hari Nama Eva Kevalam, Kalo Nastyeva, Nastyeva Nastyeva, Gatiranyata." to just chant the holy names. There is no other way. No other way. No other way. Lord Chaitanya told this pastime when he later on converted the Mayavadis in Varanasi, Prakashananda and so on, and explained that in this age of Kali, no one through the study of Vedanta can understand the truth. In this age, everyone is foolish. This is Kali Yuga. In this age, the only process is the chanting of the holy names. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. And after that, Lord Chaitanya was like a transformed person. He returned to Navadvip. Was astonished to see what had happened. That frolicsome lad, that wrangling pandit, was no longer. Now he was a first-class Vaishnav, humble, serving all the devotees, washing their cloth, taking the dust of their feet, serving them every moment he could, and always engaged in chanting the holy names. These two processes, Prabhu Kahi, Vaishnav Seva Nama Sankirtan. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also is speaking with the residents of Kulina Grama, said, by these two processes, service to the Vaishnavas and chanting the holy name of the Lord, one will attain the lotus feet of the Lord without a doubt. It's a very simple process. Vaishnav Seva Nam Sankirtan. These two activities. So Lord Chaitanya then began to absorb himself in these two activities there in Navadvip. And of course, unwinding pastimes of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then in the house of Srivas Thakur, the Sankirtan mission truly began. Night, all night long, the internal kirtan would go on, and all day long the external kirtan would go on, as the holy name drowned everyone in nectar, in ecstasy of love of Godhead. And this is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Our time is expiring. We just finish off with a little reading from Chaitanya Charitamrita, 7th chapter. Srila Prabhupada very much, in fact, the 7th chapter, Lord Chaitanya in 5 features, was published as a small book prior to the rest of the Chaitanya Charitamrita. Chaitanya Charitamrita, as we know, Srila Prabhupada's very life and soul. It is crossing 550 years ago. He said this is his very life, this Chaitanya Charitamrita, his nectarine life when he was crossing the ocean, was to read Chaitanya Charitamrita. And prior to publishing the entire volumes, Prabhupada had the 7th chapter published first. And this is a little bit from that 7th chapter. I'll just read the English. The internal devotees, or potencies, are all eternal associates in the pastimes of the Lord. Only with them does the Lord advent to propound the Sankirtan movement. Only with them does the Lord taste the mellow of conjugal love. And only with them does he distribute this love to people in general. The characteristics of Krishna are understood to be a storehouse of transcendental love. Although that storehouse of love certainly came with Krishna when he was present, it was sealed. But when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu came with his associates of the Panchatattva, they broke the seal and plundered the storehouse to taste transcendental love of Krishna. The more they tasted it, the more their thirst for it grew. Sri Panchatattva themselves danced again and again, and thus made it easier to drink nectarian love of Godhead. They danced, cried, laughed, and chanted like madmen, and in this way they distributed love of Godhead. In distributing love of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his associates did not consider who was a fit candidate and who was not, nor where such distribution should or should not take place. They made no conditions. Wherever they got the opportunity, the members of the Panchatattva distributed
love of Godhead. Although the members of the Panchatattva plundered the storehouse of love of Godhead and ate and distributed its contents, there was no scarcity. For this wonderful storehouse is so complete that as the love is distributed, the supply increases hundreds and hundreds of times. The flood of love of God swelled in all directions, and thus young men, old men, women and children were all immersed in an inundation. The Krishna consciousness movement will inundate the entire world and drown everyone, whether one be a gentleman, a rogue, or even lame, invalid, or blind. This is the mission of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, to drown the whole world in Sankirtan in its various forms. This is possible if we remember Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. There's a nice verse in the 14th chapter of the Adi Lila where Kaviraj Goswami offers his prayers. It's the English that by remembering Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, impossible things become easy. And if we forget him, even easy things become difficult. To that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we take shelter at his lotus feet. The Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mission, to come into this world in various ways and connect everyone with Radha and Krishna, or connect everyone with their eternal relationship with the Supreme Personality of God. He himself is none other than Radha Krishna combined. Here in the Krishna Bharam temple, Srila Prabhupada installed Gaur Nithai. He wanted people to understand that Gaur Nithai are non-different than Krishna Bharam. They are actually none other than expansions of Krishna Bharam, but Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is not in that mood of Krishna. He's in the mood of Srimati Radharani. Mahaprabhu Sri Chaitanya Radha Krishna Nahe Anya Rupanuga Janare Jivana. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is in that mood, although he's Radha and Krishna. He's in this one personality, in that mood of both Radha. He's in the mood of Radharani, although he's Krishna himself. And he's very, very dear to those who are followers of Rupa Goswami. So let us follow in the footsteps of Rupa Goswami. It's only by the mercy of the Goswami and their followers that we can have any entrance into this pure Sankirtan mission, into the understanding of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Radha and Krishna. Only by their grace. Ichai Gosai Jar Murita Das Tansabara Padarena Morapan. Ichai Gosai Jabi Morapantagras. Now, how's it go? Ichai. Anyway, by the mercy of Rupa Goswami and the six Goswamis only, can we understand the transcendental pastimes, Yugala Priti, the wonderful pastimes of Radha and Krishna. Our Lord Chaitanya has come to give us that unique opportunity. So let us all try to chant the holy names with all purity, with all of our hearts, and give our life and soul to the service of Srila Prabhupada to assist him in spreading this mission. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Shri Gopurnim festival ki jai. Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Avibhav Mahamahotsav ki jai. Gaur Premanandi. Just last little thing I couldn't get open early on. This year the 50th anniversary of Srila Prabhupada's coming to the West. This year we have the World Holy Name Week. This year is September the 24th to October the 4th, 2015. So put that on your calendar, September the 24th to October the 4th, September the 24th to October the 4th. If you wish to know more about it, you can see me afterwards. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Srila Prabhupada ki jai.